My name is Sarah Prout, and I'm a manifestation and mindset expert. I'm devoted to helping you to manifest the life of your dreams. And in this show, I'll be sharing with you weekly doses of inspiration to attract all of your goals, your dreams, your wishes, and your desires. Over the last decade, I've inspired millions of people all over the world on how to consciously create their own reality. And I'm here to help you to connect with the universe, activate your intuition, and enjoy every step of the journey. I'm a best-selling author, mother of four, and creative entrepreneur. Together, we're going to cover topics such as mindset, spirituality, and of course, manifestation. This is the Manifest Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of the Manifest Podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today because I feel like this is a really important topic. And it's a topic that I feel inspired to share with you because I know it's going to help so many of you out there navigate very difficult seasons when we do worry about our loved ones or our family members that are going through a rough patch. And I know this because I've been through my own seasons of upset and upheaval, worrying about specific people in my life. And sometimes I've worried unnecessarily. And so I want to share with you today some tips, some moments of hindsight that have really helped me to break through to a new level of emotional awareness. And when we break through to those new levels of emotional awareness, it comes with it a new level of responsibility. So I really feel inspired to share this message with as many people as possible because, number one, I feel like it is incredibly helpful. And two, it helps you to navigate through your own upset and to understand the energetic dynamics about why these patterns keep happening. So I'll get into the specifics of what that means in a moment. So settle in. This is going to be a short but sweet episode where you might want to take notes. You might want to take a screenshot of this and send it on to somebody you know that is going through something similar. Or you might want to save this one for later, but whatever you choose to do, just remember to meet this information with an open mind and an open heart. So the title of this show, of this specific episode, is How to Manifest Healing for a Loved One. So let's stand in our own shoes for a moment and view the experience of somebody else, right? They may not be doing what we think is a healthy thing to do. We might be worried about them because they might be stuck in the throes of addiction or negative patterns, or they might have gotten in with the wrong crowd, or they're making permanent decisions based on very temporary feelings. And I really want to be clear here that I'm not being specific about the people in my life that I have ever worried about, because in full transparency, and you guys know how transparent I am, I've been worried about every single member of my family for years. My parents, my siblings, my children, my husband. That is sometimes one of the greatest downfalls of being an empath. And I know so many of you in this community can relate to being an empath and feeling on a very visceral level the emotional struggles that many of us go through. Many people go through, and you just pick up on them even though they have nothing to do with your field. So today we are going to hold the intention of cleaning up our field and only taking on board what is ours to energetically process. In other words, I'm going to tell you to mind your own business when it comes to other people's struggles. I know that sounds difficult, but when we are caught up in the throes of drama, when we are judging other people for their behavior, for their lifestyle choices, for the way in which they've taken a wrong path, even though there really is no wrong path, there is just the perception of a wrong path. When we do that, we're not helping to manifest a healing path for them. And we're also blocking our own manifestations. And this is something that I have experienced. So I can now accurately say what is required to step back and allow some breathing space for perspective, for wisdom, and for guidance. So there, like I said, there've been several family members that I've been worried about. And I mean, this is nothing out of the ordinary. That's just the way that I'm wired. I'm sure if you spoke to my mother, she would feel worried about me. You know, like there are so many different ways that we can take on board imaginary levels of worry and concern. And we need to remember that when we attach to that, we are surfing that wave of concern. And we want to get off that wave as soon as we can identify it. So when you are habitually concerned about a specific person, worried if they're okay, worried about their future, worried about where they're going to end up, then you are not allowing the natural process of people to learn by their own mistakes. We all have our own sacred contracts, right? We all are on our own trajectory of destiny. And so there is this thing called free will, and you cannot interfere with somebody's free will unless it is in alignment with their own. Now, I'm not going to go into quantum physics or theories of quantum entanglement, but what I will say is that you can send healing, positive, empowering energy to a person that you are concerned about and then leave it at that. You can use an invocation or a dedication throughout your meditation practice. So for instance, I like to say, may I now send loving, healing energy to all of my near and dear ones, far away, people that I know, people that I haven't even met yet. And I send healing energy in their direction if it is in alignment with them receiving. And I leave it at that. Now, of course, as a mother of four, I'm worried all the time about my kids. And I know I've mentioned that. My son lives in Las Vegas. He's 21. You know, it's like there's so many different milestones that we navigate as parents that are cause for concern. I remember when my babies started walking, I was worried that they were going to hit their heads on things. Or when they could start eating grapes, I was worried that they would start choking. You know, as parents, there's like a never-ending list. But guess what? That is normal. That part is normal. But when you have a family member that is depressed or struggling with addiction or has specific issues that are going on in their lives, it's really important that you don't attach to the energy of that experience, because when you do, you create it in your own. You create suffering, unnecessary suffering in your own life experience. And this is one of the most concerning reasons why things like reality TV is so popular, because people get addicted to the drama. Now, if this is you, please know that this comes from a place of love and understanding and non-judgment, because I myself have watched reality TV shows more often than I would like to admit as a form of entertainment. But there are some times where I'm watching it, like the Real Housewives franchise, for instance. I have watched it before and I've caught myself and I've thought, why are you watching this, Sarah? What are you getting from this? How is this a fair energetic trade-off for your time? And so when you send healing energy to a family member, healing energy, not from that space of drama, from that space of not wanting to feed a drama addiction. You set yourself free. It's not a deflection from what's going on in your own life. Because let's face it, it can always be worse. Whatever you are going through, it can always be worse. But that's not to minimize your feelings. It's helpful to remember that as a tool for perception, for awareness, that when what we deem as a rock bottom might actually be somebody else's most amazing day. And I know that sounds a little bit abstract and quirky, but it's true. So bring your attention and awareness back to what you can do when you feel powerless in a situation over the well-being of a family member. Because powerlessness, and I've written about this in Dear Universe, powerlessness, look that one up. That is one, and I don't have a copy in front of me, so I can't show you tell you the exact page number. But look up powerless and then look at the invocation of connecting with the universe to remind you that you do have power. You have the sovereignty to guide your energy, to send supportive healing energy in the direction of your loved one. And if it is in alignment with their higher self and the greatest good, and it's not interfering with the destiny of the contract that they have signed, then that healing energy will be received and it will be transformative. And so I challenge you, next time you are thinking of the loved one or the family member that is going through struggle, trials, tribulations, I want you to imagine in your mind's eye that that person is healed, is happy, is whole, and that everything that is going on in their life is a perfect expression of the divine journey that they are on. See them as happy. I like to, this sounds really kind of nutty, but I'm going to share it with you guys because I know that's the reason why you're here listening to the Manifest podcast. I quite often imagine one of my favorite songs, and I'm not going to tell you what that one is. Maybe I will at another time, but I put it on. It's a really cool kind of get everybody on the dance floor kind of track. And I imagine in my mind's eye that all of my family are on that dance floor and they're all happy. We are having the time of our lives. We're all celebrating. I like to imagine it's kind of like my wedding day, which was nearly 9 years ago. And we were all on the dance floor having a good time and smiling, and there was not a care in the world. And that's how I like to imagine in my mind's eye all of my loved ones, whether they are going through seasons of struggle or seasons of celebration, where they're in my mind's eye celebrating, dancing, having the time of our lives. We're all connected. There's no drama. There's no difficulties. We're just all happy in that specific space. Now, out of that imagination space is the awareness that I do not want to spread something known as toxic positivity to sugarcoat everything and just sweep it under the rug and just pretend that everybody's happy and everybody's healthy when they're not. It is important to deal with it emotionally, that you allow yourself the space to think of yourself and to hope for the best and accept what is for the things that you cannot change and have no dominion of control over the change. So when it comes to healing, manifesting healing for others, we have to remember that we can only really manifest for ourselves. And when you think or are under the illusion that you can manifest for others, it is important to remember that you can send supportive energetic healing. But the ultimate manifestation is up to the individual, their soul's contract, which is why it's impossible to manifest an ex back unless it is in the greatest good and highest good of their soul's contract. There's always that little asterisk with the terms and conditions at the bottom of the manifesting page, the caveat that says, yes, you can, and there are exceptions to every single rule. And so remember, when you are in someone's life and you're worried about them, whether you are worried about them from a distance or whether you are worried about them because they're under the same roof as you, just remember to take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Deal with your own energetic healing, because when you fill that cup up, then you can overfloweth, if you will, and help others that are in need. Your community, your friends, your family, your global community. And it all begins within, because we're all in this together. So I hope that was helpful for you today. If it was, please let me know. Let me know by leaving a review on the podcasting platform that you are currently listening to this show on. That would mean the world to me. And also keep an eye out on my social media platforms, such as Instagram and Facebook and everywhere, really, if you're on my mailing list as well, because oh my goodness, I am so excited to share the very secret project that my husband Sean and I have been working on for the last, over 6 months now. Really, it's been over maybe 2 years of research and development, and now we are in the production stage of this new business venture, and I can't wait to share it with you because it is so exciting. This is a profound spiritual tool which you will want to have with you every single day. So I can't give away more details than I already have, but let's just say keep an eye out and you won't be disappointed. Sending you so much love. Thank you for being here. Bye for now.